Blog Talk Radio.
Absolutely right. It is going to be hot here in South Texas today, but you know where it's not going to be super hot? Up in the beautiful state of Colorado, up in Denver, Colorado, and a lot of people in Texas go there to escape the heat, but you can go there to advance your career and compliance know-how with top-notch credit union BSA training at NAPCU's 2017 BSA seminar in Denver, as well as learning about cybersecurity, fraud analytics, and more at NAPCU's 2017 Risk Management Seminar, also up in Denver, Colorado, later this month. And who better to talk to about it than Devin Lyon, the Director of Education at NAPCU. Hey, Devin, how's it going?
Great, Jason. How are you doing?
Welcome back on the show. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be back.
Studio audience is kissing up because they would love an invitation to either one of those events, because it is going to be hot here today. And every time that air conditioning goes on here at Eloquent Online South, I feel my bank account get a little bit smaller. But if my financial brand is doing its job and protecting my money, I won't have to worry about other sources taking my money. And this is a big focus right now. So tell us about Risk Management and the Bank Secrecy Act conference later this month.
You hit the nail right on the head. It seems that credit union members, the general public, whoever it is, cannot open a newspaper or get an alert on their phone from breaking news that has something to do with this store has been breached, this cyber attack has happened, et cetera. And the NCUA called out cybersecurity for the second year in a row in their supervisory examination focus letter, one of the first things they send out to credit unions in January. And when we're looking to make sure that our members and non-members that come to our conferences have the best tools in their toolbox to be able to ensure that their institutions are able to do risk management in the most effective way, you have to start with cybersecurity. Our first two sessions at our risk management seminar coming up at the end of July, and as you said, at beautiful Denver, Colorado, we're starting with securing your credit card or your credit union's transactions in a digital world. It's going to be taught by one of our great partners at MasterCard, one of our preferred partners. And then we're going right into risk assessing your information and data security program in 2017, really looking at, okay, you've installed a data security program in your institution. Is it working? What red flags? What data should you be looking at? What metrics are keys to success? What can you tweak? And we're going to be having a wonderful selection of really great people that do this day in, day out, providing risk management across the gambit, not just in cyber, looking at installing an enterprise risk management system, how to draft and go through a risk assessment process. We're doing more hands-on sessions this year. We're going to be doing some hands-on sessions regarding doing a risk assessment. We're going to be assisting credit unions with drafting risk appetite statements and ERM charters. Really interesting statistic. We did a risk management survey of our members and non-members. We got a tremendous response. And over 80% of the respondents to our survey said, we don't have a written risk appetite statement.
Wow.
And there's no regulatory requirement that you can point to and say, thou shall have a risk appetite statement. However, one of the fundamental pillars of having a good risk management process is everyone knows what the expectation is. Everyone's speaking the same language. So if, as a credit union, you don't have a risk appetite statement that your senior team and your board of directors has helped craft and look at, how can you expect or have really honest conversation and break some of the silos down to have a true enterprise risk management function? I think it's of critical importance, and we'll be hitting that hard as well at our risk management conference.
That's a great point. The Homeowners Association here doesn't require me to have a home security system, but I have one. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, it certainly makes sense to have it. And like you said, our good buddies at the NCUA that show up every now and then to check on things like seeing that. There's also the BSA event coming up, and there's some really cool things with that in terms of certification. Tell us about that.
Last year was our first BSA conference we ever did. I had come from a $1.8 billion credit union, and I was previously the bank secrecy officer at that institution. And when I came to NAFQ, one of the things is we've had a long-standing designation, the NAFQ Certified Compliance Officer designation, the NCCO, premier compliance certification in the industry. And what's outstanding about that is this year we're going to be graduating our 1,000th NCCO. So it's a huge milestone for that designation. But one of the areas that I looked at that our members were asking for is, we love what you've done with the NCCO. Can we get something for BSA? There's other certifications in the field. Some of those certifications, while they have amazing content, they're focused on the entire gambit of the financial spectrum. So there's a lot of things that banks are able to do and that banks deal with from a Bank Secrecy Act perspective that credit unions simply don't do. And those certifications, while extremely valuable, don't necessarily get somebody prepared for some of the unique aspects that a BSA officer are going to deal with a credit union's rules and regulations. So we took a step back and said, what would a Bank Secrecy Act conference for credit union professionals only look like? And that's how we've designed our BSA conference. We have individuals from FinCEN coming in. We have BSA officers from credit unions. We have some of the best third-party BSA auditing firms coming to present at this conference. We even have the FBI coming to do a financial crimes update at this conference. I love the Bank Secrecy Act and how credit unions continue to have success and compliance with the Act. This conference will strengthen any credit union's Bank Secrecy Act program if they attend and receive the designation.
That's awesome. And you sort of mentioned it earlier, but just so people are clear, folks are going to be out there like I am every day looking at stuff on LinkedIn and Twitter and all the social media sites, and they're going to see all this great information, and they're going to think to themselves, doggone it, my credit union is not a NAFQ member. Not a problem, is it? They can still come to these events, can't they?
First of all, to say it's not a problem, we would love to have them as members. If you need more information, please contact myself or anyone at NAFQ, and we'll be happy to have a conversation about how we can best serve your credit union and you can become a member of the NAFQ family. However, if your credit union is a non-member and you want to attend any of our events, they are open to non-members as well.
That is awesome. Now,
and
recently,
again, if they're not familiar with the conferences, my contact information will be available at the end of this radio show. Please do not hesitate to reach out to me. Happy to have a conversation with you.
In fact, I will add your email address to the episode description as soon as we're finished here. So you're talking about the BSA seminar, which is in Denver, Colorado, the 23rd to the 27th, and of course the risk management seminar, which is July 24th to the 26th, both in Denver, Colorado. And like I said, Devin is always great coming on and talking about this. You just celebrated 50 years out in Hawaii. I mean, all your shows are packed. The visuals are great. When I'm watching stuff online, the feedback is outstanding. I talk to people that were at the Hawaii show that are coming up as guests on our national show. And the new members, it seems like every day when I'm on the social media site, there's a new great state flag, some great credit union joining the NAPQ family. Tell us about that NAPQ mojo and how you guys keep it rolling.
We are driven by very specific tenets that come down from the top with our leadership from Dan Berger, Kerry Hunt, and Anthony Demagon. At NAFQ, we are number one in advocacy. The number one reason people join a trade association is for their advocacy efforts, and we never lose sight of that. We have an amazing team of lobbyists and regulatory affairs attorneys that are out every day lobbying both Democrats and Republicans, and are at the NCUA, the CFPB, Department of Treasury, dealing with individuals that are on the FFIEC and other regulators on a daily basis. So much of what NAFQ does is we ingrain ourselves in Washington, D.C., fighting every single day for credit unions. That's why we exist. And we never lose sight of that very specific and important mission. And when we're putting together our shows, our conferences, from top to bottom, it is to continue to give outstanding content in great locations so folks can come, they can learn what are the issues affecting credit unions today, as well as what's coming around the corner, so they can be better prepared. And they go back to their institutions recharged and ready to continue to serve their members and their future members every single day.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, folks, if you're not following NAPQ on LinkedIn, you need to. Everything is there, all of their events. They share tons of information. You can check out everything that's going on. I highly recommend that you do that out on what I call Facebook for grownups, LinkedIn. A lot of great stuff out there with NAPQ. And finally, Devin, if folks want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Best way is either through calling me directly, and my phone number is 703-842-2232, or shoot me an email, dlyon, that's D-L-Y-O-N, at nafq.org.
Awesome. Looking forward to hearing all about the great events later this month. His name is Devin Lyon, and he is the Director of Education for NAPQ. Thank you so much for joining us again, Devin.
Jason, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Great job. As always. Like I said, folks, if you get a chance, check out the site, napq.org, and just look at education and events. I mean, this is something that it may not seem like a big deal, but as somebody who spoke at over 400 credit union conferences, the first thing I would do is when I was hired at an event, I would go to the website and look for the conference to make sure I knew exactly what was going on. Now, the website is beautifully, everything is right there. You click on the conference you want to go to, you got the seminar overview, you've got registration, agenda, session, the app. The conference app is right there. The hashtag is there. You can get signed up for email updates and things like that. You can watch a short video. All the great stuff you can use the mobile app for, because of course we're all using that phone now in ways we didn't when I was, you know, speaking every single week at these events. And so they've really got all the angles covered. And like I said, if you can't make it out there this year, pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to the feedback from the people that are going to these two events later this month in Colorado. And trust me, you'll have a lot of ammunition to go to your decision makers at the credit union and say, hey, we really need to get our people out to these events in 2018. Hey, my name is Jason Dias, and we want to thank Devin again. And again, please, please, please check out NAPCU on LinkedIn and check out their website. You will not be disappointed. Hey, until next week, we'll talk to you very, very soon. Take care.